Yes, I believe I did.
Hmm. Seems like a big cemetery.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I do remember seeing a cemetery.
Kind of a weird name.
Yeah, and we went by, and then he started telling me a long story about how the Japanese screwed over his grandpa's company.
Nice.
His machinist. Like
did he call them the Japanese?
Were
you wearing your MAGA hat?
No.
Because you thought that it looked kind of yachty?
Because I would fit in up there.
Yeah. This is Newport Casual, right?
He's like, no, my grandpa was, I was in the machinery business for, three generations. My grandpa was from Switzerland. He came over here with no education, but he's just a natural engineer. So he started this machinist company.
Former Nazi.
And then in the 80s, he's like, we'd be at the trade shows and the salesman would be letting the Japanese just take pictures, open up the machine and take pictures. And he's like, so they just took what we did and improved it. And then my dad and I had to sell the business.
Probably it's a little more complicated than that, Lyft driver, but thanks for sharing.
Thanks for bringing it down to two sentences.
And then by the time he finished his story, he dropped me at some place that was not where I was supposed to go.
I'm looking at the map here. Where did you end up?
So we went across that body of water, went across that bridge, and over to this place called the Gurney, which was a hotel or some old timey yacht, boat club or something.
Uh-huh.
So he just dropped me there. I was like, I think I'm on the other side. He's like, well, this is where it told me to go. So it's just you know what? I'll just walk from here. I looked it up. It was 0.7 miles. I was like, I'll just hoof it. Give me a chance to walk around a little bit.
Did you go on Gladys Carr Bowl House Road?
Yes.
To Goat Island?
Yeah, to Goat Island. The goats were amazing.
Goat Island.
They rule the place.
You went to Gurney's Newport Resort and Marina?
Yes. Exactly.
I bought a boat. A sailboat. I don't even know how to sail, but I look so cool on it.
There were some beautiful boats.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
But I just so I was then I just I hoofed it back over the bridge and went to and returned to the mainland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You went by the Newport Shipyard and Marina.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll send you a picture right now. I took some pictures as I was walking back over the bridge.
A walking tour. Maybe you could write a little book about a walking tour of Gurney, Rhode Island.
Do not miss the goats.
Did you check out
a lot of the streets are named after trees.
They are. They actually are.
Mm-hmm.
You got your Pine Street, your Cherry Street, your Chestnut, your Walnut, your Willow, your Poplar, your Elm.
Mm-hmm.
That's really about it. Then there's a marsh and Battery.
Small state. There's not they didn't need that many trees.
Yeah, right.
But, so that was fun.
I demanded a picture on Saturday of Brendan in his getup.
Yeah.
His Newport Casual.
Newport Cash.
And although I was led to believe that he went and bought his own outfit, he in fact did borrow the Century 21, his friend's Century 21 jacket.
And I did.
Was it a good fit?
It was. It fit me perfectly. Well, the rest of the outfit was a newly purchased Brooks Brothers. I got that pink shirt and some light colored khakis, and then I went sockless and some loafers. Some brown loafers. And as we're leaving the church, it was this crazy old church where instead of sitting in pews, you sat in penalty boxes. Like they'd open up this little door and you'd get in there with six people and then they close the door, you get your own, and it goes up to if you're standing up, it's up at chest level. Like the walls is kind of nice. You have your own private box,
like the ones in England.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. That must have been what it's modeled after. But it was cool. And as we're leaving our box, a couple was coming out of the box next to me, and the lady said to me, she's like, "By the way, you win Newport Casual." I was like,
"Really?
All right, yeah."
So I think she was mocking you.
No, she seemed in earnest because her, her husband had something that was like he had some color to his his wardrobe, but she was like, I was gonna give it to him, but now you've taken the crown.
So wow. We can post the picture up on Facebook today.
Can someone send it to me? I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I can.
If you got it handy.
Yeah, I can do it. A lot of people can't pull off mustard, pink, and gray.
Uh-huh.
Including you.
You don't think so?
Well, no, I don't know. You look fine. But on the ground, you'll see next to it, Doug, it appears that the bridal veil is on the ground next to him, or some sort of lacy thing. And I asked him if there'd been some trouble, and he hadn't even noticed that on the ground.
Huh.
Yeah, I think upon further review after you asked that, I believe it's my...
I said, did you rape the bride, is what I said. But that's, you know, that's locker room talk.
That's the shock jock.
Yeah. That's locker room talk.
Yeah. Right.
And I think, upon further review, I think that's my mom's shawl. Like she had a shawl, you know, a white shawl.
Thanks for putting your shawl in my picture, Mom. I can't crop that out. I'm the king of Newport casual.
That's right.
Actually, Brendan, I got to say, it's...
Does it work?
In a crazy way, in a shockingly fine fitting way.
Uh-huh.
Give
it to me.
Yeah, those are new khakis.
Yes, brand new.
In the shoes, at least you got them polished.
Mm-hmm.
Are those the shoes you always wear?
No. There's some.
These are the good ones.
Special shoes.
The nice ones. Yeah, they're not scuffed up or anything. You look good. I would have gone with a tighter shave. This is a little whiskery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
overall,
it's a pretending great look. You just got back from a sailing trip.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. I'm a seafaring man.
Yep.
And then we had the reception. You'll love this, Steve, because you love history, American history.
Okay.
The reception was at Fort Adams, a Revolutionary War fort.
Really?
It was amazing. Yeah.
Where's that?
It was it's in Newport. It's you could take either a boat over there or I hopped on a bus and they just drove us like 10 minutes
I see. Yeah, that looks cool.
Yeah, named for President John Adams.
John Quincy Adams?
Mm-hmm.
That's right by Jamestown. That's like all pilgrim area around there, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. The first. Yeah. There's all sorts of. Another Lyft driver was telling me some of the other firsts that were in that town. The oldest restaurant in America, longest still running restaurant,
really?
In Newport. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. I guess I didn't realize because they went into that harbor there or whatever you want to call that, right? And that's where they.
Yeah, the harbor.
But I mean, that was good shelter for them.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Good shelter in the harbor.
I went to the beach. The beach was fantastic.
Yeah,
yeah.
Nice weather.
Beautiful weather. Water was cold but perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rode some waves. They were tiny waves, not the big ones you and I are used to, Doug.
Yeah,
but they were. It was nice.
Did you raise your fist at God and go, "Is that all you've got?"
Right, like Lieutenant Dan. Yeah, it was. I got a lemon chill. It was great. The fort, it was obviously a lot of history there, but you could walk up to the top of it and stand on the roof and like stand where the guards used to stand. It was pretty sweet. I like that American history shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I'm looking at pictures of Newport Casual. I think, it seems a little bit different than I thought it would be. Things don't have to match.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. There's some freedom.
Right. So you won. You actually won, I think.
Yeah. I got some compliments. So.
Yeah, it was good. Good work. It's a nice jacket.
It actually is. It was a...
Linen?
Yeah. It was really... It felt... You could tell it was quality. And I looked up the... I looked up the company where it was made, and it's like a San Francisco, like old school tailor.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to doll.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkofistan.